Welcome to Beginning French Grammar by the French Higher Pupils at the Gordon Schools, with Monsieur Baguette and us, the pupils.
Today, we're going to cover forming the present tense, verbs ending in RE.
Many people don't understand French verbs, but once you know how to conjugate forms, then it's a piece of cake. Well, not for Marcelie.
I can't do this. This reminds me of that one time at French camp when we had to recite our endings of present tense verbs, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, and these RE verbs are humdingers. Here comes Monsieur Baguette. He'll be able to tell us all about them.
Bonjour, ça va?
Ça va mal.
This grammar is hard. Can you explain all about verbs ending in RE?
Sure, it's really easy once you've got the hang of it. First of all, we start with the infinitive, this time ending in RE. The infinitive is the word that translates to English with two in front of it. For example, vendre, meaning to sell.
You say what?
Now what you've got to do is take off the ending of the infinitive. So after we have removed the RE, we are left with the stem, vend, V-E-N-D. To form the present tense, all you have to do is add the appropriate ending to the stem to match the pronoun. Got it so far?
Kind of. So if we take the verb rendre, meaning to give back, and remove the RE, all we have to do is add on the appropriate ending.
That's quite simple now.
So does anyone fancy a shot at adding the appropriate ending to the stem of vendre?
Okay. Well, if we start with je and add the stem, we have je vends. So then we have to add an S to vend to form the je part of the present tense of vend.
And of course, the S is silent, so it's pronounced je vends, meaning I sell or I am selling.
And remember to write the S, but not to pronounce it.
Yeah. And if we take two and add the stem, we then just have to add an S again. So it's spelled tu vends, V-E-N-D-S. And again, the S is silent.
And then we have the he-she form, so we start with il-elle and add the stem. In the il-elle-en form, nothing is added to the stem, so we have il-elle-en-vent, the D is silent.
And for the new form, we take the stem and add on O-N-S, so we have nous vendons, V-E-N-D-O-N-S.
And with the vous form, we add E-Z, vous vendez, V-E-N-D-E-Z.
So with the third person plural, il-elle, we add E-N-T to the stem, so it's spelled V-E-N-D-E-N-T, but pronounced vend. So il el vend, and the D is more pronounced than in the third person singular, vend.
So let's recap. We take the infinitive of the verb and remove the ending RE and add the appropriate ending.
So it's S for je, S for tu, nothing for the third person singular, il el, O-N-S for nous, E-Z for vous, and E-N-T for the third person plural, Yves-Elle.
So je vends with an S, tu vends with an S.
Third person singular, il-elle vend, nothing added. Third person plural, il-elle vend, silent E-N-T is added, but the D is more pronounced.
Nous vendons with O-N-S added, and vous vendez with E-Z added. And remember, this rule only works with regular French verbs ending in RE. There are irregular RE verbs, but you're just going to have to learn them.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur Baguette. It's easy peasy now. Well, for me anyway.
Hey, I know them now as well. That makes a change.
Au revoir tout le monde et bonne chance avec tes verbes.
Bye now.